boss, it's a little spoiled already, so it's not oimitz for a person to eat it. What do you do with it? What is oimitz for? To give it to a chayim. So chayim, could you draw? Pshit, that's not muksa. Mayim megulim, he also is not called muksa. Mayim megulim means you left water overnight, uncovered. And Medina the Gemara, you're not supposed to drink because we're afraid maybe a snake poisoned inside it. Still, he holds it's called roi, it's not muksa. Why? You're allowed to let your cat drink it. So therefore, it's not called muksa. Trash lechosel, le mazik le eris, the nochish. The poison of the snake doesn't bother the cat. Shafan lechoshim yecheles, because cats eat snakes anyway. So now the poison doesn't bother the snake, the cat. So now you can give it to a cat to drink. Rabbi Shimon Galil Amenei, kol atzomom osel lishoisim afnei asakona. He also knows this mayim agulim, it's a sakona to keep it around. Now you have a chiyuv like to throw it away and not to use it, so now obliges muksa. If you have water left overnight, medina gemara, it's also to use the blives muksa. Bzman hazeh, we're not so machmir with this, so elvad will be mutter, bzman hazeh, if you have water left overnight. Alright, the Mishnah. Koifen esasal lefnei hefroichim. You have birds in the house, and the birds want to fly up, so you'll have to put a sala basket in front of the birds, they could fly up. Kadesh yalu v'yerdu. Then they should go up and go down. Even though they're freichim, the birds themselves are muksa. You're not allowed to touch birds or animals on Shabbos, they're all muksa. So when you're putting this kli in front of the freich, you're like touching a kli, l'chur you be mevatel the kli, that when the bird is on top of it, you can't move the kli. So Rashi Ashminon, the kli nitl dover shen nitl b'Shabbos. You're allowed to move this basket for the tzarech of the birds, even though the birds themselves you can't touch on Shabbos. Rav Yitzchak Meshanah Perakim L'Sokom Kaimed. Rav Yitzchak holds it's Osir, so he answers, we're talking about a case where you had to pick up the sal for some other reason. You needed the sal to take off the chair you want to sit down. Once it's in your hand, you're allowed to put it in front of the birds to go up and go down. Teshiyalu V'yerdum. Tanagoyles Shaborcha. If your chicken ran out of the house, is Doichin Oysa, you're allowed to push it. Rashman Doichin, even V'yadayim. You're allowed to just push it with your hands. Achetikonis, until it comes into the house. But you're not allowed to grab it, hold on to it with your hands. You could just push it. That's all. That's not called a tiltul. Just pushing until it gets into the house. That's mutter. Now, modadin agolim esiyochim. Modadin is a bigger thing. Like you're grabbing a hold of the animal, but you're not picking it up. Just you're grabbing hold like the neck or the hair of it and making it move. Agolim are young cows, esiyochim, young behemoths. You're allowed to modadin. Rashi modadin agolim means oiches betzavori, grab a hold of its neck. Or with dodder on the sides of the animal, the goroi, and make it move. You make it move, and it moves. But to pick it up, you're not allowed to, because it's muksa. So to pick it up, that's called a tiltul. You're not allowed to be metaltal animals on Shabbos. But to grab it, to move it inside, here they will make it. It's not a tiltul gomer, and we'll soon see it's a tzarech of the animal, it's mutter. When the animal needs this, it's mutter. Isha, anisha, modado espinor. She's also allowed to walk with a child, a young baby, like that could walk, and she like also holds him, grabs him, and makes him move his feet. Amr Rav Yehuda, Emosai, when is this mutter? When can Isha like walk with her child? This man, only if the child is old enough that he can put down one hand, one foot, and pick up the other foot. But if the kid the clown can't walk and the Isha is just dragging along the kid, that's also to do Bishus Rav Machabis. That's not called Modadin. Modadin means that the kid could walk, just the mother helps him like pick up one foot and put down the other foot. Helps him walk. Trash Isha Modadin Espanon. If she could grab hold of him by his arms, Meahura from the back, and say, Yosin, help him walk. That makes him move his feet, but the kid is walking. Shenoit lachas niachachas. Shatinik manias ragli moves his feet. Kishemniach achas magviachas. When he put down one, he picks up the other one. Avogur awesome. But mamish to schlep the kid, that's awesome of nation asosli. That's called you're picking him up. That's nisa. Just like you can't drag a stick along the Shusar Rabin, you can't drag a kid along the Shusar Rabin. That's awesome. What? The same thing. No, the same. No, Isha's lavdaf. Isha and the father, the same thing. Same halach here. The man would also be allowed to be mother, though, espinor. Right, as long as the kid is moving his own feet, you're allowed to, like, help him walk. Hey, father also be mother. So tomorrow, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Tehem shenoflo lama samayim. A behem on Shabbos fell into a ditch of water. Is mevi korom uksosis. You're allowed to bring pillows and blankets for him. Omaniach tachter. Put it underneath the behemah. That today he shouldn't drown there, like he shouldn't die there. V'yim osa osa. And lo yisui, he comes up because of this. Ksum tev, let him come up. For the more meisvei. The heimer shenofli yamasamayim. The heimer that fell on Shabbos into a ditch of water is oisalor panosvim koimer. You have to just let the heimer stay there and feed him there. But don't touch him. Don't. You can't do anything for him. Bishvil shloi Thomas. Then he shouldn't die. His mashma panos in. You only allowed to feed him there. Of a korum uksosus loy. And not allowed to be matriach yourself to bring pillows and blankets for him. Zechur tekasha. And the Rav Yehuda is matter. And the mola kasha. Hodi yeshiva panosa. It's the second bright talking about. We enech nami. The behemah is not stuck so bad. He's not going to drown there. He just doesn't have food. So all you need is just panosa food. That's all you have to do. Hodi yeshiva panosa. The first case talking about was very deep water, and the behemah is struggling, so if you don't throw down blankets and pillows for him, he may drown there. So why have a head to there to save him? Efsha, yeah. Hodi yefsha panosa. No efsha panosa in. Viloi may be karmic sasa somniach tachter. For the marble come about to clean echonai. What's the head to do to put a pillow underneath the animal? You'd be mevato klin echonon. Once the behemoth goes on top of this pillow, it lives like muksa now, it's holding up the animal, you can't use the pillow anymore. And with the rabbonon, it's also to mevato klin echonon. Like we had before in Baal Madlikim. If you have a nair that's dripping wax or oil, you're not allowed to put a kli underneath to makabel the wax, because since the wax or the oil is muksa, when it comes into the kli, it's going to make the kli muksa. See, it's called the istim of the rabbonon, you'd be mevato kli, you're making this kli not usable anymore, the Shabbos. So you're taking the korum and ksasim and making it not usable. So why is it mutter? And the Gemara sova mevato kli mechana the rabbonim. True, that's an issur the rabbonim not to do something to kli. So it's a theory within Rashi. One place Rashi, here Rashi says doimel esoiser. It looks like you're breaking the kli. Another place Rashi's master is doimel tibinyan, like you're building the kli. I call upon him as osim with the rabbonim to do something to the kli that's not usable. But that's only an issur the rabbonim. Of itzar balachayim the raisa. That's what we paskin. A behemer is bitzar. There's like an issur the raisa not to put an animal into tzar. And we learn it out really from Dina Prika. There's a Dina Terra. If you see an animal that has a tremendous amount of load on top of him and he's falling down because of the load, the Terra says, go and take the load off the animal. From there we see Linyan, a Tzar Bal Chaim is Midiraisim. The Terra doesn't want you to see an animal but Tzar. You're supposed to do something to save it. So man, Lubi Yosef, the Yeraisim, Adachi, the Rabbon. Hey, see, putting down the Korum Maksos is like being Mekayim Adin, the Yeraisim. You're like saving the animal like from drowning, from being in Tzar, that's an Indian, the Yeraisim. So Mela, the derisa is doicher of the rabbon here. Shrashi tzam balachayim derisa. Shenemar ozoy tazev imo. You have to help him. V'ikaman the dorish time of the kroah mishum tzam balachayim. Be'elu metziyah. Some say that's the tam. Why if there's too much weight on the animal, you have to help the bile and take it off? Because the behemah has too much tzar by carrying so much weight. So that's a din derisa. So Mela, here the rabbon will make all to mevato kli mechonai. By the Tanagoyle Shaborcha, a chicken has started to run away. The Mishnah says, Doichin, you're allowed to just push it with your hands. Of the in, Mother Din Loi, but you're not allowed to grab a hold of it like to make it move. You can't grab it. If you just push it with your hands. So you hear the chilek between the bird and the behemah. We'll soon see why. Tanin Lohoda Tanar Rabbonin, Mother Din Behemah, Chayev V'yoyt V'chotzer. You're allowed to, Mother Din means you're allowed to grab a hold of a behemah, Chayev and Loif, in your chotzer. Avoloyas Tanagoyles, but not a chicken. For the Gemara, Tanagoyles my timer, why is the chicken different? Tanagoyles my timer loy, om rabaya mishum demakfe nashe. Because the Tanagoyles, as soon as you're going to start grabbing it, it's going to pick up itself. If it picks up itself, that's called then you're holding it. That's mamash a tiltal. And tiltal is also. Shrashi modadin loy, shiloye oichazo begapel. You're not allowed to grab a hold of its wings. For ragle, it's the feet. Noigim loritz umalicha. No, you have to make sure the feet are still on the ground and just move it. Why the makfanavsha magvas atzvam? Because if you grab a hold of the wings, it's going to pick itself up off the ground minoris. The nimsa zemetalkum. It's considered you're holding the whole chicken. Avalavozim, mashenkin ducks, kishoichsim legafehem. When you grab a hold of its wings, hey mahalchim bragleim. They don't jump up, they just walk along with their feet. So therefore it's not called a tiltal, that's why other oifers are mutter. Only a chicken is this way. A chicken, when you grab all the chicken, that's the type of a chicken. It gets chicken, and it jumps up, it gives up like. So now it's going to come back, you're holding the whole chicken, that's awesome. So Hashemiyah b'shus rabim loy mishum shem yagbiyah minoritz. V'nim tzu noisin, istamak rabon. And shus rabim avadis awesome. Right. So more, toni yichoda. Modadin behema, you're allowed to modadin, means you're allowed to grab a hold of the behema and make it move. Not pick up the animal, just grab hold of the neck and make it start walking. You're allowed to do this in the chotzer, because b'shus rabim were afraid that maybe while you're grabbing the animal, you come to pick it up. And if you pick up an animal b'shus rabim, that's an issue there, Isaac. Not like carrying an animal b'shus rabim. For Isha, Mashenkin, a lady, modedes b'nor b'shus rabim. By a kid, because there is a svara chai noisy tatsmoy, so even on its side you come to pick up your kid b'shus rabim, there wouldn't be an issue there, Isaac. It'll only be us and the rabbonim. So therefore, the rabbonim weren't machmir, there's one to say you're allowed to like walk your child even in the b'shus rabim. Vein tzorchim b'chotzen, avad b'chotzen tzmutzen. But Tanya, the other verse says, "Ain oikrin behema v'chayev yoif bechotzer." You're not allowed to pick up a chayev yoif bechotzer. Avo doichin behen, but you're allowed to just push it. Sheyichnesu. You're allowed to just push it that go into the corral. For the Gemara, gufa kashin, the last verse is gufa sira. Omar terain oikrin. It says you're not allowed to pick up the animal on Shabbos. It's mashma. Avo deduya madadinam. But just time to grab a hold of the neck and to make it move, that would be mutter. Indeed, it would be mutter. Just to pick up the animal is awesome. And hold on, but then the safer writer says, doichin in, you're allowed to just push it. Mashma, that's all. Of a mother's in lie, you're not allowed to grab a hold of the neck even. You're just allowed to push it. Of Rabbayam, safer not on Tanagurlis. The safest thing about Tanagurlis is the chicken. But a chicken we have there, it's only mutter to be doichin to push it. But to grab it, even by its wings, you're not allowed to, because then at that second, the bird, the tarigal will jump up, and if like a tutu, you're holding the whole thing. Omer Abaye, Hai man de shocha tarnagilis, if somebody shechs a chicken, lechveshino lekare barya, he should either put his feet into the ground, make sure his feet is touching the ground, like push it down into the ground, inami nedolu medu, or else pick it off the ground. Of a why? Well, Dilma Monach Leilu Tufrayu, we're afraid maybe the chicken put its claws on the ground barium for Yokal Elisimonim. Right, so if he puts his claws on the ground, that will make him shake himself so bad that he may break his own simonim before he even shecht it. This is Allah and Shechita. When you want to shecht the chicken, either you should have it holding in the air, but I call for him, you shouldn't let its paws touch the ground. Because right, if it touches just the paws, touch the ground, you didn't push the feet onto the ground, we're afraid it'll shake itself so much, the bird, that it'll pass over the shechita. You won't be able to make a good shechita. Right, look at the Mishnah. Ein miyalvin es a behemah b'yomtiv. On yomtiv, you're not allowed to help a behemah give birth on yomtiv. Ein miyalvin. Pusha miyalvin means like if the behemah, the vlad, starts to come out, you're not allowed to grab the vlad and start pushing it out. But that's a big tircha. It's a big tircha, they ask you to do it on yomtiv. Ein miyaldin es a behemah b'yomtiv. Now let a help a behemah give birth on yomtiv. Avo misadin of esada, that's mutter. We'll still see the Gemara what the chiluk between miyaldin and misadin. Rashi mefarsh b'Gemara. Some type of help you're allowed to do, but not to mamish make give birth. O miyaldin es isha b'shabes. Mashenkin isha, then avadi could help. Help give birth on Shabbos. Miyaldin es isha b'shabes. The koyrin lo chachama. You're allowed to call her a maid if she needs it. Mimokin lo mokin. Even from another place, you're allowed to go call them. Or Machal Nolas Shabbos. Anisha is about to give birth. It's a Pekuach Nefesh. You're allowed to be Machal Shabbos for her. The Kosher Nesat Tibur. And she gave birth on Shabbos. You're allowed to Kosher and you're allowed to tie the Tibur, the navel cord. We have Yaisi Yaimer. Av Choitchen. You're also allowed to cut it on Shabbos. Another Locha. The Chol Tzorchim Milo Isim Shabbos. If you have to make a Milo on Shabbos, it's Doicha Shabbos. Chol Tzorchim Milo also allowed to be Doicha Shabbos. Zot Gemara. Kate said Misadin. What does the Mishnah mean that you're not allowed to make your birth, but you're allowed to be Misadin? The Behemon Yomtif, it's Mutter. What does Misadin mean? That's all. And after the Vlad is about to come out, then you're allowed to catch it before it falls to the ground. So while it's coming out, you're not allowed to push it out. That's called Ein Mialdin. But if it's already come out, Rover, it's out, and it's about to fall to the ground, you're allowed to catch it. That's Mutter. We have Nachman Omar, Doichik Bebosser. Rashi Bebosser, Shel Behema Lifnim, Sheyavlad Berlet Lachutz. You're allowed to push the mother's stomach to make the vlad come out. That's also mutter. So she's not allowed to push the vlad itself. But just to give a push into the mother's stomach, that's mutter. Doichik Bebosser. Kadesh Yetzi Avlad, then a vlad should come out. Tanik Bebosser, Rebbe Yehuda. Kate said, Misadin, what's mutter to do? I'll call for him on Yomtif. On Shabbos, even this much is also to do. But on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do this much tircham. That's one thing. You're allowed to hold the vlad, catch it before it falls to the ground. You're allowed to blow into its nose. You're allowed you're allowed to hand the kid the dad of the isha of the mother, then it should be to start nursing. Amar Shimon Gamliel, merachmin hayino al behema torah biyontif. You're allowed to make rachmonis that the mother should have rachmonis on his kid on yontif. You're allowed to do something that the mother should have rachmonis on the kid to nurse the kid. What does that mean? Hechi yovid. What do we do to make the mother have rachmonis? Is Amar Abayim maybe bul shamelach? You're allowed to take a whole handful of salt. Or meniach lo b'teich rechem. You're allowed to put it mamish in the mother's rechem, the mother's womb. Kadesha tiska tsara, that the mother should remember the tsara she had when she gave birth to a kid. V'terachim alav, and now the mother will go have rachmonas on the kid and go feed the kid. So you're allowed to do this on yontif. You're allowed to take salt and throw it into the womb of the cow. Kadesha should have rachmonas on his kid. Vaitul mazal fin mei shulya. Allowed to take the water from the shulya, from the placenta that comes out. Agabi avlat. Throw that juice on top of the small kid now, kadesha teriach reichai, that the mother should smell this smell, or terachim alof, again, she'll smell the smell, the placental reminder again of the birth, that will make her have rachmanas on a kid. So this tirch is mutter to do on yontif, because it helps. It helps that the mother will have rachmanas on a kid and feed the kid. The marvadav ketoyre, it's only mutter on account of the heima toyre is mutter. Avu tmeya loit, but for the heima tmeya, you can't do these last two waiters. For the more of my time, or why not? Tameya loy marachka of lodim. Namala behema tameya never throws away its kid. Namala will nurse the kid by itself. Vi marachka of lodim, but if you're going to find out this one case, the behema tameya threw away its kid, you should know loy makarva. It's other. Either it keeps the kid and will take good care of the kid, or else it throws away its kid and you won't do anything to take it back. So even if you make these simonim on a behema tameya, you're not going to make the behema tameya change its mind and take back its kid. If it throws the kid away, it means business. That's by behema. Now, miyal de mesisha. Hashem and isha giving birth. You're allowed to do everything to help her. But the more michti. The mishnah says, tonal le, miyal de mesisha. You're allowed to give birth. The korin lo chokhmo, you're allowed to call the nurse. Nimokam lemokam. Or machal no le shabbos. You're allowed to be machal shabbos. You're zachur lasu yamai. Like, what does last chidish if you're machal shabbos? Chito. The first case is also you be machal shabbos. When you're making him give birth, you also be machal shabbos. So what's the chidish if you're machal shabbos for him? And the Gemara lasu yehod the Torah Rabbanim. That if the isha that's the pregnant isha is giving birth now, if it's dark in the room and she wants light, you're allowed to light a match, light the fire on Shabbos. That's called pikuach nefesh. Let's say she needed oil now. The isha wants to rub herself. She's allowed to get a shemen, and there's no oil in this room. Is chaverta mavila shemen biyad? The chaverta goes to someplace else and brings back shemen in the hand, like she rubbed herself in the hands. Rashi the kapo. Let her put the shemen in her palm. For leibekli, the kam of the yefshem mashninen. As much as a shinin you could do a shinin. V'yemein a sofik biyad. She can't bring enough oil in the hand. Mevia basara. Let her dip her whole hair into the shemen, into the oil, and then she'll walk through the shesrab and bring the oil to the house there. And then there they'll squeeze out the oil from her hair and give it to her. V'yemein a sofik basara. But if he still can't get enough oil in the hair, even then mevia leibekli. Then you're allowed to bring her the gallon worth of oil as much as she needs. More mamar. The moist of tzrich laner, she needs a fire, is chaverta madlekas losaner. But the more vaita pshita, avadnes pikuch nefesh. If a pregnant isha is in a dark room and she's scared, she has any type of pachid, avadnes shalach on pikuch nefesh, avadnes mutter. Yeah. And the Gemara, lo tzricha besumu, we're talking about that the pregnant lady here is a blind isha. So now the time I would think, kivun lechaz yosta, since the monashah, she can't see anyway. So there's no pikuach nefesh in bringing the light. Kamashmula, no. Isuve meisvadaita. She feels very relieved if she knows there's light in the room. Sovra, she thinks. Iika midi chazi chavreta biyavdali. I call upon my friends that are by me, the nurse. If it's dark, she's nervous. The nurse can't see what's going on with me. She's afraid she'll die. So she'll be pikuach nefesh. Vashenka, if the isha knows that there's light in the room, and her other friends can help her out, she has Yisuve daitai, that's also shalach from pikuach nefesh. So Tzayis the Bantay speaks out. Afagan a perek basu the yuman. Oma choyla ein machil meisav yom kippur el api mumcha. Even though a person that's sick on yom kippur, when are we matim teet? Only if the doctor says he has to eat. But by himself we're not matrim. For ocha shal yom yishum yisuvi daita. And here we're very makel on a choyla on a pregnant isham, even for a swara to have the light, even though she's blind. It's time to make her feel good. So Tzayis says, I know she yos yichol yaledis. It's a big stakana for pregnant isha, b'shash is giving birth. if she has any type of fear that maybe they're not doing good enough to him, that could cause misa. That's called the makom mesukin. Mashi tzrichim imashi istakin achil abrov. That's a bigger mustakona that an ish is afraid that not taking good care of him than a person that's starving, stam, and he's sick. There's not such a big sakona. Stam, the fact you're starving, you have to ask the doctor. The doctor says you're not going to die from not eating on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. You have to ask the doctor. Even though you're afraid, from being afraid not to eat, you won't die. But an isha that's a pregnant isha, as pachad, she's mutter to Mechal Shabbos for him. And that's one of the heterim, Moshe has, that if your wife has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, that the husband is allowed to go in the taxi or driver, because she'll be afraid to go herself. So they say she shouldn't be afraid to go herself. The husband is allowed to go in the taxi to the hospital. Because of this fact, he was saying that any type of pachad that the isha has, the shashi is in pregnancy, birth, it's could make a kruch nefesh. But if she needs oil, so you're allowed to do this eitzah. First bring in your hand, then bring in your hair, then bring in a kli. For the Gemara, the Chura, tepele mishum schita. Like, what are you gaining the fact she isn't carried in the hair? But when you bring the shemen to her, how do you get the shemen out? You have to start squeezing the shemen out of the hair. So it's an yesterday eitzah schita. So what did you gain by the deal? No, with the rice, there's no eitzah schita on seir. So Rashi, why not? Rashi. Ain't the bottom Rashi ain't schita b'seir shul kosher v'ain v'leya. Hair is a little bit hard. It's not called nivla in the hair. Hey, schita is only called like in a sponge. As mamish blue in the sponge, then you squeeze it out, it comes out. Or in clothing, as mamish nivla in the clothing, the water. When you start to squeeze it out, that's called schita. Mashenk in the hair, it's hard. It's not called blue there. It's called there the way it is. The rice says no, it's squeezing water out of your hair. It's only yosem of the rabbanim. So the rabbanim will make it here. Even if there isn't a schita b'seir, of the maybe love a kli derech sarah. What he meant to say is not to dip the hair into the oil. But he meant to say just carry the oil back in your hair, like make a shinui. The kama the yeshter shnuyim mashninim. That'll only be this of the rabbanim carrying it. That's called carrying it with shinui. So if you carry it with the shinui, that's better. Menachami that this pshat you can't soak your hair in the shemen. But Allah we hold the ain't schita b'sam in the right, so that's not called a schita. Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Chaya. When is Nisha called the Mokim Sakon Rashi Yoledis? When Nisha is giving birth, when is she called a Sakona? Chaya, Kol Zaman Shekeva Pesuach. Kol Zaman Shekeva Pesuach, Rashi Beis Terechim. I mean, the uterus is open. Is Bain Omra Tzrichani, whether she says, I'm the Mokim Sakona. Bain Lo Yomra Tzrichani, she says, I don't need it, don't do it for me. Is Mechamu Esa Shabbos. Anything we think is a Shalot and Tekuach Nefesh, even though she says, don't do it, we don't listen to her, we take care of her. Nistama kever, after the birth, nistama kever is closed up already, then, bein omrat srichani, bein loyomrat srichani, ein mechal nasa Shabbos. Then you're not mechal nasa Shabbos.